This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to persuade lawmakers to back a Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union. That comes ahead of a special session later today of the British Parliament. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong is bracing for its 20th straight weekend of protests. As VOA's Anita Powell reports, neither the protesters nor the city's leader, Carrie Lam, appear ready to compromise.
On Friday, more than 1,000 people flooded the city's financial center, marching past banks and luxury stores, drawing hordes of curious onlookers and bringing traffic to a stop. Many protesters did not provide their full names out of fear of retribution from law enforcement. Police have outlawed unauthorized protests and the wearing of face coverings during public gatherings. Young people have played a central role in these leaderless protests. One-third of the more than 2,200 people arrested have been under the age of 18. More protests are planned this weekend, though they have not received police permission. Protests are also planned for every weekend for the rest of the year. Or until one of these entrenched sides gives in. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As fighting eased between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism that a deal between Turkey and the United States would hold. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump also backed his acting chief of staff after remarks this week that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A senior pilot at Boeing said he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released Friday. The transcript of the messages shows that in 2016, the 737 MAX aircraft's then chief technical pilot Mark Faulkner told another co-worker the plane's flight system, called MCAS, was egregious and running rampant while he tested it in a flight simulator. The MCAS system has been tied to the crashes of two 737 MAX airplanes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that have left nearly 400 people dead. And two female astronauts made history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA history. Jessica Meir and Christina Cook repaired a failed power coupler on the exterior of the station. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.